you know, I think it's just a guy that's up to speed on launch angles and exit velocities. He's a smart guy. He's able to tweak his swing a little bit. He's understanding of, you know, over the years who he is. And it doesn't surprise me. We have, like you said, we have some time left, but he seems to get better and has a lot to do with how smart he is and understanding, you know, not only how he's going to be pitched, but what works for him. I mean, it doesn't surprise me, even though, you know, he's 34 years old and he's putting up the best power numbers he ever has. It also helps that you get off to a good start and you're confident that you can follow a ballpark. Been great. I mean, you know, Chad Pinder's been swinging the bat well, and that's a tough call last night bringing him in, but we wanted to show Leclerc something else because as somebody he hasn't faced before, I think we had one or two hits off him, and you know he is going to track the ball, he's going to make you work, he's going to let it get deep. You know, a lot of what Leclerc does is there's some deception involved in what he does, and a guy like Martini, you know, really doesn't fall into that trap. So you know, it's the player responding in a situation, but, you know, I think he's feeling that much more comfortable here, too. And when you can get him in a spot like that and he has success, you know, now it makes him feel like part of it, too. And he'll play tomorrow as well. We've been running these guys out there quite a bit, the Cannons and the Pinders. And Martini's been doing well enough to warrant a start, so he'll be in left field tomorrow.
How much of a plus has he been given Joyce's injury and your need for a second left-handed getting out?
Right, and he's fit in perfectly, and you know, probably doesn't have the power that Joyce does, but you know, goes about his at bats kind of similar. You know, he's not afraid to take a walk, he's not afraid to get behind in a count, he's not afraid to see a couple pitches of somebody that he hasn't seen before. You know, we were really impressed with him in spring, and I felt like at some point in time he would be here during the season, but now he's having a lot of success too, and he's built up a lot of confidence based on, what is he, 6 for his last 12 or whatever it's been. And he's done it in starts, and he's done it pitch hitting. And we've had him lead off, too. I mean, we put him in some, what would maybe be some uncomfortable roles for someone who hasn't been here a whole lot, and he's responded really well. I think he might lead off.
How about Justin?
You
think he'll get a start?
Oh, yeah. Justin will be in there tomorrow.
You kind of want to just take the pressure off of him.
Yeah, and because Nick's been swinging the bat well, he's had some success in that role. Dustin Fowler's going to be the leadoff guy here for years to come, in my opinion. But, you know, in the position we're in right now, we're not just developing guys. We're having to try to win games, and therefore, yeah, if you have guys that are swinging the bat a little bit better than other guys, you're going to try to get them up there a little bit earlier in the game.
Scotty's been in all situations.
Yeah.
What do you think it is about clutch situations that kind of
I think he's just a calm thinker. You know, I mean, we've seen that from day one. I think he's really confident right now, too. You know, he's having a lot of success in those type of at-bats, so he goes up there with some confidence. He's a smart guy. He's not afraid to sit on a pitch or two. And he's not afraid to take a bad swing because he's sitting on another pitch. But then when he gets his pitch, typically he's doing some damage with it. He's done it a lot late in games for us. No, neither of those guys are throwing yet, and I haven't heard anything as far as what the next step is.
All right.